Oh, yay! The first customer of the day. Hello, sir. How can I help? Oh, it's you. Of course I remember you. The handsome, daring adventurer hired by the Lords of Waterdeep to investigate the missing citizens. I hear you're going to the Sea of Moving Ice. Do you really think the White Dragons have something to do with this? Wait, you're going up there to steal an artifact and locate the missing men and women? That's so brave. So dangerous. Anyway, you asked my mistress to make you a ring of warmth and some dispel magic potions, right? I think she left the ring around here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Why don't you try it out while I go to the back and get your potions?
You ordered 3 potions, right?
Oh, I found the potions case, but... The only potions I see multiple of are these pink ones. But there's 4 of them. Maybe she made an extra so you could test it? Yeah, I'm sure that's it. Oh, you feel a spreading warmth. Excellent. Here, you want to try the dispel magic potion? It should nullify the effect of the ring temporarily, so now would be a great time to try it out. There you are. Oh, there were 2 ring boxes under the desk. Ring of warmth to be delivered to... Oh, no. Huh? Oh, it's nothing. Did the potion work? It didn't. Oh, well, maybe it takes a minute to kick in. Can I see the ring box for a second? Ring of... Oh, shit. So, hey, would you mind taking that ring off for a quick second? You can't? Oh, no. So, I might have made a teeny tiny little mistake. So my mistress moonlights as a creator of marital aids for struggling couples within the town. She helps fix their relationships by making empathy rings, unbreakable vows, sex toys, and other things to assist dysfunctional couples in mending the things in their private lives. It's actually quite admirable. But anyway, I mixed up your ring of warmth with an object made for one of those couples and... What item? A ring of stimulation? Well, according to the note, it causes your whole body to experience enhanced sexual stimulation and heightened libido, which might explain the warmth, but why can't you take it off? No, it's a fair question. The couple that my mistress crafted this item for are more, unconventional than other couples. They're into denial play, and there's a specific condition that has to be met in order to remove the ring. Well, to get it off, you have to get off. But maybe the potion took effect by now. No? Let me see if I can find the directions in the case. Oh, here it is. Pink potion of orgasm Oh, crap. Hang on. Let me read the instructions. Once ingested, imbiber will be unable to achieve physical orgasm for several days. Imbiber will be able to feel a phantom orgasm at the normal point of physical release during sexual activity, but will not ejaculate. Sensitivity will continue to build through each orgasm. Can be ended early by achieving a set number of orgasms during the period in which the potion is active. Note, the number of orgasms varies for each individual. No. I can't just dispel the effects. I'm just an apprentice. My magic isn't nearly strong enough to combat Mistress's magic, and I don't know enough alchemy to synthesize an antidote to the potion. Wait till she comes back. Yeah, about that. My mistress is on an expedition looking for a mythical mine, and she won't be back for at least a month. It's kind of a sabbatical for her. Well, look, there should be something around here that can fix this situation. Let me just try out a few. You don't want me to using any more magic on you. No. That makes sense. This is all my fault. How are you feeling? You look flustered. Your clothes are starting to feel good rubbing against your skin. Wow, that ring really works, doesn't it? I'm sorry. I shouldn't be admiring my mistress's work right now. Look, do you want to lie down in the back office? It doesn't seem like you're going to be able to take care of yourself for a while. I'll close up shop and look after you till we figure something out. It's the least I can do. Oh, good. There's a bed in the back. Just get comfortable. Oh, God, I fucked up so bad this time. Mistress is gonna kill me. Or worse, she might end my apprenticeship. What am I gonna do? It's okay. It's okay. Everything will be fine. I just have to find a way to get the ring off. I can set things right before Mistress returns. I guess I could always... No. No. He wouldn't go for that. Oh, okay. I should see how he's doing. Looked like he's feeling really uncomfortable. Knock knock? Any chance the ring stopped having an effect? No? I guess I'm not that lucky. Do you want to take your clothes off and lie under the sheets? It might feel less intense if the thing covering you isn't so tight on your skin. Okay, good. I'll just turn around while you get situated. So, I had an idea about how to get the ring off. No more magic, I swear. The ring won't come off unless you ejaculate, and the potion won't let you ejaculate until you reach an arbitrary limit. So, what if... I helped you reach that limit. I'm serious. My mistress won't be back for a month, and you obviously are still feeling a lot of stimulation, even with just the sheets touching you. And according to the potion, if you do orgasm, it'll only intensify the feelings, and you'll end up writhing on the bed, unable to control yourself. The slightest touch causing you more and more ecstasy. It would basically be torture at that point. But if I were to stimulate you, I could just keep going until you were finally able to come for real and you wouldn't have to suffer for weeks. You could be back to normal in a day or two. Hopefully. To be perfectly honest, I've wanted to do something like this for a while now. I've always thought you were so handsome. Ever since I first saw you entering town a few months ago, just please let me help you. You'll let me do it? Thank you. I don't think I could stand watching you in agony for long. Before we start, I think it might be a good idea to tie you down. You're already having trouble sitting still, and this is only going to get more intense. I'd hate to get halfway through and be unable to keep going because you were thrashing around too much. Okay, great. I think there's some straps around here. Don't worry, they aren't magical. We just use them to tie objects down to the table while we inscribe runes on them. There we go. They aren't too tight, are they? Good. I'm going to start slow. The combination of the potion and the ring means that the longer we go, the more sensitive you're going to get. Like a feedback loop. Basically, once you've felt a level of stimulation, you won't be able to drop below that level of stimulation until you come for real. Okay? Here I go. I'll start by running my fingers slowly up and down the length of your penis. Just like that. Gently sliding my nails along down the side of your shaft. I bet this is already more intense than your clothes, isn't it? Even if it's less surface area, it's a lot more focused and deliberate. Oh no, baby. Please don't try to stifle those moans. I want to hear them all. There's no need to feel embarrassed. This is about helping you out, and if you don't let me know what feels good, it's going to take longer. Besides, I told you, I wanted this for so long. Oh my, your ears are so sensitive. Tell me, is it my warm breath or the soft vibration of my voice? What? My tender lips, that's making you melt more. Oh, good boy. Keep whimpering for me. You must really like that. The way I'm softly circling the head of your cock with my index finger. Don't worry. I'll keep going. But I want to see what happens when I give some attention to your nipples while I play with your dick. Oh, that sound is heavenly. Keep going, my good boy. Most men don't know how sensitive their nipples are. It sounds like yours are very sensitive right about now. Can I kiss you? Like, a real kiss? Oh, thank you. I wanted to ask you something. Before you get too worked up. When you're back to normal, would you maybe want to go on a date with me? I know, this is probably the wrong time and all, and who am I kidding? After what I've done, why would you ever want to see me again, let alone date? You will? I'm so happy. Oh, right. I'm sorry. I completely forgot. You're still dealing with all of this. Let me get back to it. Tell me, which one do you like more? When I kiss your nipples while teasing your cock? Or when I kiss your lips while teasing your cock? Couldn't quite tell. Let me try it again. Well, I guess we'll have to call it a draw. You're gonna come? Okay, I'll stroke the tip of your dick with my thumb and index finger. Let it out, baby. Don't hold back. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Buck as much as you need to. It's okay. Well, it looks like you didn't ejaculate this time. Oh, right. I forgot you're going to stay at this level of stimulation now. I should keep going. I'll go a little faster this time. That's it. Try to hold still. Good boy. Just moan it out while I wrap my fingers around the base of your cock. Hang on. Just a second while I get some lube. Does the cool lube feel good sliding down your shaft? I bet it does. Ah, that's it. I love the way you buck into my hands. And I do love those sweet little moans of yours. My goodness. The way you're trying to buck even harder. Oh, God. Yeah. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Just relax. Focus. Focus on the feeling in my hands. Shh. That's it. Push up into them. Yes. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to apologize. I know you can't control your body right now. Just try to enjoy it. Here, I'll stroke your shaft and swirl my fingers around the head with my other hand. Oh, baby, are you crying? Does it feel that good? Oh, it's okay. Shh. Just give in to the feeling. That's it. Good boy. You're gonna come again already? It's okay, baby. I'm just gonna speed up slightly and... Oh, good boy. Good boy. Let it all out. Cry out for me, baby. That's it. Oh, still no cum. You can't stop writhing about. I'm gonna strap your waist down for this next part. Just so you know, when you come this time, I'm not gonna stop. I think it's starting to get a little intense for you. I don't hate for you to suffer for too long. All right. Time to get serious. I'll just kiss. Down. Your chest. All the way. Down here. Right. To my new friend. I think he's happy to see me. He won't stop twitching. Oh, baby, you taste so good. You're trying so hard to thrust into my mouth. I love the enthusiasm. Just let me lick and suck right on the head of your cock. God, you feel so good in my mouth. I'm starting to get so wet just listening to you moan. I'm sorry. I can't take it anymore. I'm just gonna finger myself while I blow you. You can't even pour words anymore. What are you trying to say? You're gonna come? My good boy. I told you I wasn't gonna stop this time. In fact, I'm gonna take your dick all the way down my throat. Your eyes are rolling back in your head. You haven't stopped moaning in so long. You must be losing your mind by now. Oh, God. No, body is shaking. Your cock is twitching so much in my mouth. God, I love your dick so much. Some pre-cum leaked out. Oh, this might be the one, baby. Come on, baby. Come for me. Come in my mouth. Let me taste you. Come on. Be my good boy and come for me. I guess that wasn't it. I'm sorry, baby. Did you pass out from the pleasure? Your body's still writhing. I guess you could still feel all that ecstasy even asleep. Get some rest. We can keep going tomorrow. I'll stay up and see if I can find a solution in one of Mistress's books. Sleep tight, my good.